My lady, first of all, let me tell you how much I appreciate your kindness. Some other members of the board refused to hear me out, even, and you didn't order your valet to set the dogs on me, and for that alone I shall be eternally grateful. So, it was made painfully clear to me that I rather forgot myself presenting my paper to all of you the other day. I see that now. Let me assure you that I am very contrite. I beg you to reconsider and not withdraw your support. Your late husband, may he rest in peace, was a great man who recognised our hospital not only as a charitable institution, but also as a place where discoveries could be made, science advanced. I hope that a lady as accomplished as yourself will honour what he believed in. We need the money. We do. We need more supplies, more hands, more men. My own research has been recently taking a lot out of me, and I cannot devote as much time to the hospital as I used to. Please be sure that I do not leech off the hospital funds. I conduct all the experiments at home on my own time, for the most part. I promise you, as soon as I finish the project, I'll be back there. Night and day, I'll prove to the board how extremely dedicated I am to my work, to the common good, and, please forgive me for being so pompous, to the happiness of mankind. I admit my research is, well, it's not important now. Anyway, please. Please. There's no way for me to convince you now, is there? Well, I tried. Please accept my not quite myself. I shall be on my way in a minute. May I just trouble your maid for a glass of water? Oh, you shouldn't have done it yourself. So kind of you. Thank you. I asked for a glass, not this exquisite crystal. Do you have any idea how much this costs? This piece of crystal could pay for 2 cots in our hospital for a week. It could save 2 lives. This vase on the mantelpiece, this a month's supply of laudanum. Let me ask you, have you ever felt real pain, real despair? Looking at you, I cannot help but think about the poor girls that I've had to treat sometimes, prey to hunger, consumption, syphilis, coughing up pieces of their lungs in some alley, offering themselves for a glass of gin. And then, when they are no longer fit to sell themselves, they end up in the gutter, with their insides burned through by the matchstick heads they swallowed to escape the squalor of the world as they know it. And then, there's you, sipping your tea out of bone china, and looking down on those poor souls whose only crime is having been born into the wrong family. Ah, my lady. So fine. So prim. Hypocrite. Do you think you're better than them? You do think you're better than them, but trust me, I'm a doctor. On the operating table, you all look the same. In the coffin, too. Oh, begging your pardon, my lady. Of course, you are completely different. You've been fed so well, clothed so warm, pampered and stuffed with truffles, wrapped in these pretty silks. Not for long, though. Off with the corset too. It's bad for you. Take this from a person who's dissected dozens of bodies. No, you don't want to know what modern corsets do to your ribcage and your internal organs. Basically, it's a cage squishing your heart, your lungs, or your intestines to achieve this sick, skin-deep semblance of grace, a symbol of everything that's wrong with our society. Do you see what it's done to your lungs? You can't even draw breath in peace, cannot properly use your voice. Not that you can with my hand over your mouth anyway, but that's not the point. It's extremely gratifying, however, that this cage hasn't deformed your breasts. Shh. Oh, shush, shush, shush. It's all right. I'm a doctor. Now this is what I call a properly developed female form. Breasts are made up mainly of fat tissues. And what's fat but flavour? And may I say that I have yet to see more beautifully arranged fat? I don't mean just the breasts. Although, you know, I do like them. But the hips too. And this ass. Oh, damn, I like that sound. You can't even spank those girls. It's nothing to spank. Just skin, bones and lice, like a bag of bits from the butcher. While you... Now... That's spanking. Do you have lice down there? Oh, of course you don't. That's nice, isn't it? Fresh from the bath, too. Smelling like a bloody garden. I'm sure you don't mind my fingers in there. So lovely to touch a healthy female for a change. Are you, though? Are you? You look flushed. Maybe. Maybe you're prone to hysteria. It's been around forever. But it's all the rage now, you know. You have to keep up with the times and develop it too. The treatment is fun. I could take care of it for you. No? Well, I am a doctor. I know better. Right. Yeah. Oh, no, please do struggle. I love it. You love it too, don't you? Dirty little girl. Speaking of behavioural abnormalities, I'm begging your pardon for all this. It is an unexpected side effect of an extremely clever experiment. It comes and it goes. I'm almost sorry you had to witness it, but now I finally have a chance to be heard. You look down on the humble doctor who came here to beg. In case you haven't noticed, darling, you are dealing now with someone entirely different. By God, you should have just written the damn check and spared yourself this little imbroglio. So, let's be having you then. Have it, my charming hypocrite. That's it. Oh, yeah, you're not as unwilling as you look, are you? When the poor appear at your door, you don't slight them. You don't turn your back on them. You dig deep into your petty soul and your much more spacious pocket. And you, you buy yourself some clear conscience and sleep well. And don't hate your reflection in the mirror next morning. Or know what you're going to be like tomorrow. I don't want to think about. And that's, Oh, feels good, doesn't it? Bet you didn't expect that. That's how it works. That's what comes with your position in society. Unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And you know, that carpenter's boy had a point. You can't take all this with you, you know. So why? Why so stingy? Would have been so much easier to write the check. You brought it all upon yourself. Will you even survive? Oh, fucking yes. Imagine the speeches. An exquisite flower, one of the brightest ornaments of London society, cruelly cut down her prime by her monster cock. It's not what they can. It's not what they can put on your tombstone, is it? Tombstone of a respectable lady. Officially, it would be not fucked to death. No, it would be your heart. Oh yeah, heart sounds good. And this will be the first case of. Yeah, this will be the first case of rape to death. Death by rape, the coroner of this fine parish will have had to handle. This will be highly amusing. I mean, not to you, my lady, but still. Oh yeah, I'm not leaving without a contribution. If all else fails, we can always use an extra body to dissect. There are so many mysteries about the human anatomy yet to uncover. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I try not to smile, darling. I can see it on the corners of your mouth. I know you like this. You're going to like it even more in a moment. Oh, yeah. Fucking yes. It's better. Don't you like it when you feel full? Shh. Don't cry. I won't kill you. You still haven't written the check. And after all, why should I? No one will believe you anyway. Don't bother. Don't get up. I'll show myself out. Where do I leave my hat? Oh, yeah. You know, it's not so bad life above stairs, is it? Oh, very nice. I shall see you again. I know, you'll miss me, but don't worry. I'll be back. Oh, you'll miss me.